Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today we're going to have a little fun with Pythagorean numerology, taking a look at what's coming up for April 2024. This is the first time I've looked at it, so you're going to see my reaction in real time. We'll take a look at some of the important dates that people are kind of looking at in April, whether or not I think they're all that important, and we'll find out. So this will be fun. I am not a financial advisor, a geopolitical expert, a lawyer, a medical doctor, or anything else. This is for fun, and nobody should listen to anything I have to say. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's take a look at what's coming in April. So we'll just start kind of overall. Overall, April of 2024 is a 3 month. What does that mean? Three is, in the Pythagorean numerology, three is the number of divine information. It's anything in the divine column sounds great to me, so I'll take that. Divine information can also be divine consciousness, change of state of the existence of the universe, and things like that. Overall, this chart for April, we have only 2, 3, 4, and 8. 2 is the number of balance. It's also the number of choices. Every number's got two sides to it, right? We just talked about 3. 4 is the number of balance, or I'm sorry, of foundation. It can also be rigidity. And 8 is the number of human energy. That's time, attention, money, financial issues, things like that. So just from the outset, it's a very focused month. It's a foundational month. Foundational things are happening. You could also see things happening as a result of being too rigid around certain things. The subjects we're interested in here, or that we're affecting here, are time, money, attention, headlines, right? News. We're bringing about balance. We're making choices. And there's an element of divine information involved. So this is really kind of interesting. So if I just take that as it is, this is kind of your boilerplate for the month, then what we're seeing is that the rigidity of the past is leading to decisions around financial issues that are foundational for moving forward. So to me, what does that sound like? That sounds like, I don't know, we could see some action on crypto ETFs. We could see some action on, you know, regulatory types of things when it comes to crypto or traditional finance getting into the crypto space. We could see headlines around headlines. We could see issues like some conclusion on the whole TikTok ban thing. So this could play out in a number of different ways, and we're going to have to a little bit just kind of wait and see what happens on that. But the decisions and what's being put in place are foundational for how we move forward with this. So overall, if you are a ruling five, which I am, woo, ruling fives, there's a lot of focus on energy for you this month. What does that mean? Energy means energy in the body. It means your money, your time, your attention, and the choices that you make surrounding those things. So look out for that for the ruling fives. For the ruling ones, for you, you have God consciousness in control all month. Very nice. That's a beautiful gift. Enjoy that. So how do you know your ruling number? If you don't know yet, how you calculate your ruling number is you take your birth date, the day, the month, and the year that you were actually born. Add up all those digits. That's going to give you a two-digit number. Add those two digits together. That should give you a one-digit number. If it doesn't yet, keep going. Add those two digits together till you get down to a one-digit number. That's your ruling number in Pythagorean numerology. And it'll be somewhere between 1 and 9. And so these little charts that you see here that we're working with, 1 is always in the bottom left. 2 is always in the second row on the left. We have this little tic-tac-toe grid, and the numbers live in those boxes all the time. It's just whether or not that box is lit up for that number or not. And so that's what we're seeing when we look at these grids. If you're watching this on video, if you're listening to this on the podcast, you can see what we're looking at over on YouTube, and check that out. But I'll try to explain my best here as well so that you don't miss out on anything. So let's get into the month and see what we've got. So on the first of the month, we have God consciousness in control with a focus on energy. Again, foundational things are happening, but we're going to get that the whole month. In fact, the whole year. In fact, foundational things happening around money and attention is an all year long thing. So it's not a shock to see it here. So God consciousness in control with a focus on energy, foundational things are happening. So April 1st, April Fool's Day, should be an interesting day. Now, when we have God consciousness affecting energy, it's not always going to be obvious in your world what that change was just yet. Maybe you will feel it, maybe you won't. So on the 2nd then, we shift over and we have subconscious in control. And again, the focus on energy with an extra little dose here of divine information. So this to me talks about an opportunity to do shadow work. You can find your subconscious triggered on April 2nd. You can find your baggage getting triggered when you do. This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to work on it, to release whatever experience that was that causes you to keep carrying around that experience with you. It's a great chance to release things as they come up. We could really be looking at some drama on April 2nd and 3rd. These are some high drama days. Now, the drama on April 2nd is about your subconscious baggage being triggered. The drama on the 3rd of April is different. That's an interesting pattern. So on April 3rd, it's a drama day. Could be positive drama. Could be negative drama. It's all in how you're going to choose to perceive it. But that drama is wrapped around what we already know is here this month. These foundational changes when it comes to your money, your attention, the choices you're making, the balance you're trying to create, the information that's coming in for you. But we also have the 7 here. And so 7 represents human material, people and the things that people have made, buildings, cars, products, that kind of thing. So this could be a day where you are working on, where you're focusing on the material aspects of your life based on whatever revelations came through the day before. And a little pause here. On April 1st and 2nd, if you're a ruling 7, these are great manifestation days for you. On April 3rd, it's the ruling 5s that get the manifestation. So interesting. So look out for the drama on the 2nd and 3rd of April. Keep it chill. It's an opportunity if you feel triggered. And see what you can do with that opportunity. Rise above it, right? Don't get drawn into the drama, whatever you do. On April 4th, I'm kind of looking at where this is going. Right. So on April 4th, we have exactly the same situation as on the 3rd, except we've removed the drama. So these 2 days will look very much alike, but April 4th will be a very chill day. very chill version of that, focusing on foundational choices you're making when it comes to your money and your material world. Then we jump over to April 5th. Oh, that's interesting. So I'm looking at April 5th, 6th, and 7th. On April 5th, we've got, I call it the football pattern. It looks like a little goalpost. So we have a focus on energy. We have foundational things happening. We have the 3 and the 9. So divine information, and the 9 represents human awareness of information. Now, this is the first time the 9 has come in this month. So this is the first day, April 5th, is the first day that you might actually be aware of some of the changes and foundational things that are actually going on. If you are a ruling 6, you'll have quite a lot of information that day. Ruling 1s will have inspiration. Ruling 7s will have manifestation. And then as we evolve over into April 6th, you get this pattern of God consciousness affecting information. But that's information across the board, not just the 3 of divine information, but the 6 of subconscious information, the 9 of human awareness of information. And so information coming to light, the 9 gives us that we will be aware of it. So April 6th, take a look at that. You could see information coming to light. You've got the 4 and the 8. So the information that's coming to light is definitely foundational and related to finance and attention. So social media, news sites, crypto, fiat currencies, things like that. And what I'm feeling from this is that whatever's happening here is really a result of our over rigidity in these areas. But look what happens the next day. So we move from God consciousness affecting information in these areas to God consciousness affecting the 3-dimensional world in this area. So this pattern where you have the whole left column of 1, 2, 3 and you have the whole bottom row of 1, 4, 7, God consciousness affecting the 3-dimensional world. This is what I call the finger of God pattern. And this figure of God pattern, I'm looking around and I'm seeing it show up a lot in April, like a lot. It's a really rare pattern, actually. We don't see it that often, oddly enough, or we haven't in the past, but it's a new year. So we have finger of God, actual changes in 3-dimensional reality, around the ideas of money, attention, news, news websites, social media, and things of that nature. Now, we don't have the drama factor in here, right? So you usually think, oh, finger of God stuff is going to be really dramatic and something like really crazy is going to happen. If it does, I think people don't understand on April 7th just how important whatever happens that day is. And I know everybody's looking at April 8th. I get it, right? So we have the great American solar eclipse on the 8th of April. But I'm looking at the 8th of April and I'm just not that impressed. I think April 8th is a big nothing. I don't see anything exciting here. I don't see anything, there's no drama. I think everything that everybody's getting all like, crazy and overexcited for is a whole lot of nothing. I think the solar eclipse will end up being a whole lot of nerdy fun. Very awesome event. But I think the effect that you actually get from that, you know, because people, I am not an astrologer. I know some awesome ones. Go check out Pam Gregory in the UK. But eclipses are a really big deal astrologically and the energies that they bring in. But we have, sometimes they'll call it shadow periods, right? Before and after an eclipse like that. So I think what we're seeing is that the actual effect from this is going to hit on April 7th, not on April 8th. And by April 8th, it's all just fun. So I'd take a look at April 7th. Interesting things happening. And that could be geopolitically as well. So then we move on to April 9th. We have sort of the standard pattern for the month, foundational things, most of them based on having too much rigidity in the areas of finance and attention, social media and headlines. We have divine information. We also have human awareness of information. So lots of plenty more headlines coming out on the 9th. And it's not like there haven't been a lot. Like, there's a lot of just crazy stuff going on. There's just, so more of that. On the 10th, we have God consciousness affecting energy and offering inspiration in a foundational way. Very nice. And that's for everybody, no matter what your ruling number is. If you're ruling 7, you also get a dose of manifestation here. If you're ruling 6, you're going to have a lot more information about what's going on than the rest of us on April 10th. So very cool effect on April 10th coming through. On April 11th, we have God consciousness and the subconscious equally in control. Now, if you've done your shadow work, if you've worked through your baggage, if you've got your shit together, this won't be a problem. If you have not, this day could be drama. April 11th, the ruling 7s will also have manifestation, and the ruling 9s will have inspiration, as well as lots and lots of information. So that's a fun day. And then here we go on the 12th and the 13th, twice more, the finger of God pattern. On the 12th, that finger of God pattern comes with a dose of drama. On the 13th, the drama is gone. So I think what we have here is 2 days of, now this feels a lot more geopolitical to me, this kind of pattern, where we have 1 day of dramatic changes, and then we have a day where the drama has worn off. I don't know what, we're bored already, maybe. Humanity's kind of like that right now. On April 14th, again, we see this pattern, the same one we saw on the 10th, of God consciousness affecting energy with inspiration, and it's all very foundational. So April 10th and April 14th are the same vibe, same kind of day for you, right? So keep track of that. Whatever happens on April 10th, you're going to get something similar on the 14th. Then when we get to April 15th, this is an interesting pattern. Not just tax day in the U.S., but it's an interesting pattern for the whole of humanity. We have everything but 7. So we have God consciousness and subconscious acting on information and energy. We have inspiration for everybody. We have foundational things happening. But what we don't have, and that's almost more interesting here, is any focus on the material world in terms of man-made things. People, buildings, cars, products. Now that's interesting. We'll have to see what that's going to mean for each person individually. Could be wildly different. But what you're not concerned with on that day is your material world. What you are concerned with on the 15th is your time, money, and attention, the information that you have, your emotional life, things like that. So then on the 16th and 17th, here it is again. Holy cow. So the same pattern as the 12th and the 13th. Finger of God. First with drama, then without. So this pattern, really, really interesting. The 12th and 13th, and then the 16th and 17th. you're going to see a repeat of the same kind of stuff. Same vibe, same style of day. Then we get to the 18th. We keep God consciousness in control, but it's just focused on foundational changes in time, money, and attention, and human awareness of information. So on the 18th, if you are not aware of what's been going on for the last week, at that point you will be. You'll find out then if you didn't figure it out before that. And then on the 19th, we see the same pattern, such a beautiful pattern, that we saw on the 10th, and we saw it again on the 14th. So the 10th, the 14th, and the 19th, the same pattern. God consciousness, inspiration, foundational changes to your time, effort, money, attention. Great, great days for anything you would like to accomplish personally. Those are going to be great days to do it. Again, that is the 10th, the 14th, and the 19th. That doesn't mean don't go for it on the other days, but those are great days. So on the 20th, then we have subconscious and control affecting information and energy. So again, be aware. If you get triggered, work with it. This is an opportunity. This could also be a bit of a lucky day when it comes to information, getting phone calls, getting emails, and things like that. But you're not going to see a big effect on that day on your material world. No, that comes the next day. April 21st, finger of God affecting time, effort, attention, money with drama. But this time, we don't get a no drama day afterwards. Afterwards, on the 22nd, it's much more of this sort of a very chill, balanced pattern where there's not a whole lot going on. It's just sort of a standard chill day. Then we get to the 23rd. The big focus is on energy, human awareness of information. You start to come back into what's going on in the world. And then the 24th, we go back into this pattern where we have 2 days of where we have God consciousness affecting information and then finger of God right after. Now, what's different about these? Let me move this up a little bit. What's different here about the 24th and the 25th? So, the 24th of April, God consciousness is affecting information and your awareness of information about foundational things happening in terms of time, effort, money, and attention. So social media, finance, crypto, could be geopolitical, but I'm not really feeling that on the 24th. And then we go to the 25th, we have a finger of God pattern affecting time, effort, money, and attention. But we also have the 5. This is different. This is new. 5 is the number of action. It can also be the number of chaos. I know, I didn't want to be the one to tell you, but it is. So this finger of God day, there's a lot going on April 25th. Then we move into the 26th, we get a break. It is a drama day, but the drama that's here is not real, y'all. Don't fall into it. It's ridiculousness. The 27th, we have human consciousness in control with a focus on making choices, making foundational choices for yourself, not other people making choices that form the foundation of your options, but you making choices for yourself on the 27th. Because at that point, it's been one hell of a month. So that makes sense that you would probably be making some choices. The 28th, we have God consciousness and control, focused on energy, foundational things happening, although you're not really aware of it. On the 29th, we have subconscious and control, again, affecting information and energy. work on those, work on whatever issues you need to work on. And then the 30th is very focused on, so this is human consciousness affecting information. Everybody's talking on April 30th. Everybody's talking. There's a lot going on. It's headlines. There's a lot going on in the headlines on April 30th. And then the 31st, again, we get one more dose of the finger of God affecting time, effort, money, and attention. Wow. Holy cow. So I want to count up real quick how many finger of God moments we have in this one month. And let me check. So there's April 7th. April 12th, 13th, April 16th and 17th, April 21st, 25th, and the 31st. We have 8 days. This is nuts. We have 8 days this month with the finger of God pattern. Wow. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? Well, you better get on the right side of whatever deity you prefer. And sit back and enjoy the show. Get some popcorn. Because this month, this is going to be interesting. It has all the makings of not only some very interesting geopolitical events, but more so, if it's geopolitical, it's most likely focused more on regulatory, finance, crypto, banking, news websites, news apps, right? Things like, you know, TikTok bans and stuff like that. Versus, you know, or any way that may expand to choosing to ban other informational outlets. News around people rising up around such things. This is going to be an interesting month. So it's definitely a popcorn month. It's a popcorn month. It's also a month to get your spirituality in good order. Because it's an opportunity. So when we see so much of finger of God pattern, it's a chance for awesome things to happen in your life. So put in your order. Get your order in, because this is one hell of a month. So welcome to April. I hope it is an amazing month for you. Thanks for joining me here. If you have questions, thoughts, or ideas, find me on the socials. Put it in the comments. Let me know what else you would like to know. And I'll see if I can find you an answer. If you need an individual session, you can book that. There are links in the show notes where you can book individual time with me to get a read on your particular situation based on your ruling number, your year number, your partner's number, all of that kind of affects how this plays out for you ultimately. All right. Thanks for joining me. Hope you had fun. See you next time.